research tells us that early springs can offset the impacts of climate change. The earlier green-up makes for a longer growing season and more carbon dioxide captured from the atmosphere. But we haven't been able to tell if spring is coming earlier for conifers in the mountains, until now. Researchers at NASA and the University of Utah recently announced they were able to apply a new technique called solar-induced fluorescence to track how much conifers photosynthesize.
Conifer forests are always green, but they're not always photosynthesizing. The traditional measures are focused on greenness, and so we've not been able to ascertain how vast evergreen forests have responded to climate warming. This solar-induced fluorescence allows us to monitor when photosynthesis is occurring.
This is Dr. David Bowling, a professor studying forest ecology at the University of Utah. Before the application of solar-induced fluorescence, scientists tracked photosynthesis by setting up atmospheric towers that measured the flux of carbon dioxide. But these towers can't be set up on complex terrain. The new technique could be applied from satellites because it doesn't track the flux of CO2. It tracks the emission of far red light from photosynthesizing plants.
Plants absorb sunlight energy with a pigment called chlorophyll. Naturally, about 2-4% of the sunlight that is absorbed by chlorophyll is just re-emitted as fluorescence in the far red regions of the visible spectrum. This is just a byproduct of a not perfectly efficient photosynthetic system.
Although this study only took place over 2 years, Bowling thinks that in the future, the new technique could tell us if conifers come out of dormancy and start photosynthesizing earlier in the spring as a result of climate change. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Leslie Ferrero. For more science news, subscribe to Science Utah wherever you get your podcasts.